I got into dance music through going to the Hacienda back in 1988, when it kind of all first, the whole acid house things first started in England, and I just went out and, you know, just dancing every week, and started buying records and stuff, got a little collection together, and then, you know, sort of blagged my way into a couple of gigs. You know, I only had about sort of 30 or 40 records when I first started, and kind of went from there, really. Got myself some decks about a year later, and you know, I got into it, and by sort of 1990 I was doing sort of, I did my own club in a place called Ashton, for about 180 people every Friday, called Bugsy's, and that was where I sort of had my first residency, so kind of went from there, really.
First started DJing when I was about 13. I was influenced by a friend of mine who was a bit older than me, who was really into the dance scene, and he had decks, so I was sort of saved up, worked hard for the summer holidays, got some decks. All the schoolwork kind of went out the window, just spent hours and hours and hours practicing, and when I got to about 16, started doing college parties, and basically, you know, got into clubs doing the warm-up sets, and moving on from there, really. 87, started doing my own promotions and that, and by sort of 89, I was sort of having people like Carl Cox, Eddie Richards, Pete Tong, LTJ Bookham, who was playing more sort of, I'd say house then, and Groove Rider, Fabio. So a wide variety of DJs came and played at the night, and sort of 91, started playing at Heaven in London, and from there moved up to Renaissance, met Sasha. The sort of rest is history, really.
It's really cool to work as a tag team, you know, because it's kind of like, you know, an hour on and an hour off, and you know, I'll listen to John play and get inspired by what he plays, and then I'll go on and stuff. So, we, you know, the main thing is that we buzz off each other and we enjoy what we're doing.
It's hard to describe how Sasha and myself work so well together. It's just like a mutual love of the same music, and also the fact that we seem to, you know, hit it off, you know, as people. We you know, we get on well together, we have a good laugh, and, you know, we buzz about the same records. We actually sort of, you know, wind each other up, you know, with certain records. You know, you may have got something down the store and sort of be ringing up saying, oh, have you heard this? And, you know, so there's a sort of, you know, eagerness between us to sort of, you know, get the new tunes, but also we share our records as well. It's not like, you know, I buy something and not tell him. When we worked on the Northern Exposure album, there was a lot of tunes that we'd sort of listened to when we'd maybe come in from a night out that we wouldn't be able to play in a club because they weren't appropriate, like the Future Sound of London and the Orb remix of Suzuki. You know, they're great records that we could listen to, but we could never sort of play them out, really, so it was an ideal opportunity to think, well, you know, maybe, you know, there's a lot of records that we really like that we can sort of include in this, on the first side of this CD.
There's a lot of mixed CDs on the market with, you know, all mixing anthems and stuff together, and we just wanted to choose some stuff from our back catalogues and from our record collections that were, you know, classic records to us, but perhaps kind of forgotten classics. And we did like re-edits of certain tunes that, you know, that needed them, and, you know, I had a lot of fun doing it, but we just didn't want to do a mix CD of all anthems, so we just chose out a lot of records that were our sort of favourite records, really.
After touring for about 7 months, each place is different. And, you know, with the travelling and everything, you do tend to sometimes get jet-lagged and really tired. And then sometimes before the gig, you're just like, you know, I'm so tired, I don't think I'll be able to do this. But as soon as you get into the club and the crowd's there and you can tell that they're just up for it, it just totally changes things around. And, you know, before you know it, your adrenaline's probably, you know, tenfold, and you just can't wait, you know, can't get off the decks almost. So I think, you know, just travelling the world and meeting all the different people just gives you enthusiasm, you know, to play well and have a good time, because we both buzz off each other. So I think we can cheer each other up and, you know, get each other going.
Thank you. tune to Thasher and Digweed doing mix-up right here on Triple J.